Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ. A very beautiful dua that we learn from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and also a beautiful sunnah. Whenever you have the opportunity to enter the masjid, always enter with your right foot inside first. Upon entering, read the dua, Allahumma aftah li abwaba rahmatik. So alhamdulillah, this is a beauty of our beautiful deen, that whenever you come inside the masjid, and the masjid, what is the masjid? The scholars, they mention that the most blessed place on the earth is the masjid. And the worst place on the planet is the marketplace. Where do you find a lot of people? In the marketplace. In the masjid, we'll just come for salah, and there are many people that will come, especially on a Jummah. They'll be the last ones in and they'll be the first ones out. Why? Mara dil nahi lagta masjid mein. And this is what we need to change in our hearts and our minds, that the masjid is the best place on the planet. Try to spend your time in the masjid. The scholars, they say, whoever makes their house the masjid, on the day of judgment, they will cross the bridge of Sirat will ease. So inshallah, make it a habit to come inside the masjid. Waise hi aa jaya kare. Just come inside the masjid. You don't have to be offering your salah only. Just come inside the masjid 15, 20 minutes early. Come read the Quran. Alhamdulillah. A very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This has been quoted in Jami' Tirmizi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, مَا جَلَسَ قَوْمٌ مَجْلِسًا لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِيهِ وَلَمْ يُصَلُّ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانَ عَلَيْهِمْ تِرَةٌ فَإِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبَهُمْ وَإِنْ شَاءَ غَفَرَ لَهُمْ. No people sit in a gathering in which they neither mention Allah nor send salawat upon their Prophet, except this will be a source of regret for them on the day of judgment. As per his will, Allah shall punish or forgive them. You know, so alhamdulillah, whenever we come to the masjid, whenever we are in a gathering, try to recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and make it a habit. The scholars, they say, whenever you come into a gathering, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Allah azza wa jal will protect that person from backbiting against anyone. And then when you leave the gathering, recite the same dua, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Allah azza wa jal will protect the people to backbite against that person as well. Inshallah, sare amal karenge? Inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Inshallah azza wa jal. As long as we shall remain inside the masjid, inshallah, we will try to listen to the bayan attentively. We'll lower our heads, listen to the bayan carefully. Anyone who comes in, anyone who goes out, just lower your head and listen to the bayan carefully and attentively, inshallah. Viewers of Madani channel, inshallah, make the intention to listen to the bayan whole. And inshallah, as well, the main purpose of the bayan shall be for myself, is that whatever I say, I will inshallah try to act upon that as well. And then a beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ballihu anni walau aya. Pass on from me whatever you know. So even though whatever we learn here, our main priority is to teach who is the first person that we can teach? Yeah? Ourselves, and then after us, our family. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the hukum by Allah azza wa jalla, wa anzir ashiratakal aqrabin, that your own close relatives, scare them from the wrath of Allah azza wa jalla. Now, alhamdulillah, whenever we go home, try to sit down with the family and say, look, this is what we've learned. This is what we've learned, alhamdulillah, and try to act upon that as well. This is the tariqah of the Sahaba ikram. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a partnership with this Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu in a business. So what they used to do was, one day Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab would go and sit with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and learn, and then the next day his partner would go. Nowadays, these things don't happen really. So whatever we learn today, try to take it back to your family, to your children, to your wives, to your sisters, to your brothers, and inshallah, azawajal, teach them as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let me start off with a very beautiful story. Sayyiduna Imam Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was once sleeping in the home of Sayyiduna Sari Saqti, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Both of them were great imams of their time. Both of them were great saints and personalities in their time. Sayyiduna Imam Sari Saqti, rahmatullahi alayhi, he was the peer of Murshid of Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayhi. And Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was the peer of grand sheikh of our Ghose Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says that Sayyiduna Sari Saqti, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he came and he woke me up. And he explained how he had seen himself as though he was standing before Allah. So Sayyiduna Imam Sari Saqti, rahmatullahi alayhi, he has a dream. And in that dream, he sees that Allah Azza wa Jal is speaking to him. What does Allah Azza wa Jal say to him? Now remember, this is all a dream. He says, "O Sari, I made everything that exists and it all claimed to love me. 9 parts of creation run towards the world when I made it." So they were claiming that, "Ya Allah, we love you." And when Allah created the world, 9 parts of that creation run towards the beauty and the glamour of the world. And then he says, "Whilst 1 part remained, when I made paradise, 9 parts of that remaining one run towards it. When I caused an atom-sized affliction to fall upon the remaining group, yet another 9 parts of them proceeded to flee from there. I asked those who stayed, 'You do not long for the world?'" Yani everything that Allah Azza wa Jal created, he created paradise, 9 out of 10, they run towards paradise. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, the ones that were remaining, Allah Azza wa Jal afflicted them with pain and sorrows. And 9 of them out of 10, they run away from that. And that one part, though, that one little group that was remaining, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, "Do you not long for the world? Do you not have love for the world? No, you ask for paradise. No, you run away when I tested the people. What is it that you want in the end? What is your goal?" So them handful of people that were left, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, "What do you want? Do you not want paradise? Do you not want to run away from the afflictions and the pains?" And that one group, he says, "I shall make your experiences tests and calamities." He says, "Ya Allah, you are our goal." Sri Sakti Rahmatullah Ali says that, "I spoke and I said, Ya Allah, you are our goal. We will never stop loving you, even if you cause calamities to descend upon us. We will never stop loving you." And then he says, "I announced, I shall make your experiences, tests and calamities, the likes of which cannot be withstood even by mountains. Will you be patient when they take place?" So Allah Azza wa Jal is talking to Sri Sakti Rahmatullah Ali. And they responded by saying, "When it is you who tests us, then test us however you will." Allah then told me, "O Sari, these are my true and beloved slaves." You know, we all claim that, don't we? If you ask anyone, they all say, "We love Allah. We fear Allah. Allah se bada khauf hai. I am scared of death. I'm scared of Allah Azza wa Jal." But yet, if we sit down, ponder over our saying, whatever we are saying, do we really mean what we say? You know, when we say that we fear Allah, now you tell me, someone who fears Allah, would he ever miss his 5 times salah? The one who fears Allah Azza wa Jal, would he ever do anything wrong? The one who fears Allah Azza wa Jal, would he do anything against the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal? Never. He will never ever do anything like that. Why? Because he fears Allah Azza wa Jal. Let me mention a very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, 2 things will take you to paradise. 2 cheezein jannat mein le jayengi. 2 things. Number 1, fear of Allah. And number 2, good character. How much fear of Allah do we have in our hearts? Hamare andar kitna hai? Agar banda, if you try to judge yourself, How much fear of Allah do I have in my heart? And then you'll find out how much fear of Allah. And then how much do we love Allah Azza wa Jal compared to the creation of Allah, compared to our parents, compared to our friends, compared to all those people that we know. How much do we love them? How much do we love our Creator? In the same way, my dear Islam brothers, we'll get an answer. And that answer could be that yes, we say we love Allah, but all our actions, they're against the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, He declares inside the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ They love Allah the most. And in this verse, Tafsir Siratul Jinan, Mufti Qasim Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum Ulaliya, he writes on this. Let's just ponder over this. Let's listen to this carefully and see what we can learn from this verse of the Quran. Mufti Sahab, he writes, Allah's accepted slaves love Him more than anything else. Their aim in life is to live and die loving Him. There are signs and conditions that show one loves Allah. These include being pleased with what He wills above every personal happiness, leaving one's comfortable bed to prostrate to Him, crying in His love, working hard to please Him, spending long winter nights in prayer, and keeping fasts on long summer days. What are these? These are the signs that we love Allah Azza wa Jal. Aaj pyare Islam bhaiyo, you know, if we ask ourselves, Alhamdulillah, we all know there are 5 times namaz. Har namaz ki rakatein bhi pata hain. I always ask this question. How many rakats for Isha namaz? Kitni hai? 17. There are 17. Hum kitni padhte hain? Whereas your first 4 sunnahs, pehli 4 ghair muakkada thodi hain zaroorin. Even though you don't read them, it doesn't matter. Okay, so you got 4 less now. You've got 13 left. And then you have 4 nafal in there as well. Oh, we miss okay. How many have you got left now? 9. Hum kitni rakate isha ki padhte hain? 9 padhte hain. To isha ki rakate kitni hui? 17. Hum kitni padhte hain? 9. Illa mashallah. We can't say everyone does that. Lekin every person that you see, it is as if it's a burden on us. Hamare upar bojh pada hai. Yaar, namaz padhni hai. Isha Allah upar itni lambi hai isha ki namaz. Even now at this time when it's bright night, the scholars they say that do not break the habit of offering your salah. Namaz isha padhe. Some people will say, zaruri thodi hai. It doesn't matter. Time nahi hai. Kya karein? Why go into that debate? If Allah Azza wa Jal has, the scholars they said read 5 times daily, we should offer our 5 times daily salah. The more salah you offer, the more love you have for Allah, the more time you will spend in your salah. You know, the more you love Allah Azza wa Jal, and the more you act upon the commands of Allah, the more you want to stay in sajda. The Sahaba Ikram alayhimu ridwan, they are all destined for paradise. Hal sahabi and nabi, jannati jannati. That's our aqeedah. They're all destined to go to paradise. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up in salah. I joined the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stood behind him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Suratul Fatiha, and after that he recited Suratul Baqarah. Surat Baqarah kitni hai? 2.5 spare. He recited Suratul Baqarah and then he finished that. I thought he's going to go to Ruku. He started Surat Ale Imran. I thought after that he's going to go to Ruku. He started Suratul Nisa. Yeah, then I thought he's going to go into Ruku. That in the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he read at least 9 pare in his first rakat, then he went to Ruku. Why? Because he loved Salah. Ahmari har rakat mein, if it's not inna a'tayna kal kawthar, then it's qul huwa allahu ahad. Why? Because we haven't learnt anymore the surahs. Hame pyare Islam bhaiyo, mazrat ke saath, there is no love for the Quran in our hearts. Hamare dil mein hum kehte hain, ye to kehte hain, hum Quran se mohabbat karte hain. How much time do we donate, do we devote to the Quran? How much time do we, every single day, do we give to the Quran? How many times do we give to our Rabb Azza wa Jal? I can give hours and hours to my friends. I can give hours and hours to social media. I can give hours chatting away with my friends. Like when it comes to Salah, I'm the last one in and the first one out to go. Banda apne bare mein soche. Yaar, how much love do I have? You know, I worry about my relationships. My relationship with my friend. I don't want to be on bad terms with them. I don't want to be on bad terms with my parents. What about our relationship with our Rabb Azza wa Jal? Jis Rabb ne hume paida kiya hai, us Rabb ke saath hamari relationship kya hai? What is that relationship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much he did for us. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he cried for us the day he was born. He cried for us the way he went on Mi'raj. He cried for us with the day when he left his world physically. How many times have we cried in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many times have we sat down, thought about reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Forget the world, forget my family, forget my friends, forget my social media. Now it's me and my beloved Rasulullah. Now it's me and my beloved Allah Azza wa Jal. How many times have we ever thought about that? Hamare andar ye soch kitni martaba paida hui hai. Yes, the scholars, they say that you can't recite the Rood-e-Pak without wuzu. You can't recite the Rood-e-Pak whilst you're walking, whilst you're sitting down. Lekin pyare Islam bhaiyo, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the night of Mi'raj, when Allah Azza wa Jal called the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, decorated the whole universe, he was one of the most important personalities on that night. You know who he remembered? He started crying. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam crying, not climbing on the burak. Says, Fidaka, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, why are you crying for? And you know what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said? Jibreel, the thought of my ummat is making me cry. Meri ummat ki soch mujhe rula rahi hai. The thought of my ummat, what's going to happen to them? Now today, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed me with Mi'raj. The universe has been decorated. Paradise has been decorated. But oh Jibreel, the thought of my ummat makes me cry. How many times have we sat down and remembered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sacrifices? Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that one night the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was staying with me. He says, later at night, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up for salah. And I could see tears flowing from the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he finished his salah, I said to him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fidaka ummi wa abi. Ya Rasulullah, may my parents be sacrificed on you. What made you cry? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, oh Aisha, the thought of my ummat has made me cry. What is going to happen to them on the day of judgment? What is the day of judgment? We've heard that many times. Yawmul Qiyamah. I've said it, you've listened to it. Lekin pyare Islam bhaiyo, Qiyamat ke din hai kya? The scholars, they mention that one day will be equivalent to 50,000 years. 50,000 worldly years. One day will be Yawmul Qiyamah. And you know the people, how they will be feeling like. It says in the books of Hadith that people will be so fearful, and then people will wish that they had died, disintegrated, finished, and not given their accounts to Allah Azza wa Jal. Ye hai qiyamat ka din. Aaj hame uska khauf nahi hai. Lekin our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried for us. Do you not think that because we love him, because he's our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of him we are Muslims today, because of him Allah Azza wa Jal has given this great maqam to the Muslims. Do you not think that we should take some time out, forget the dunya, forget everyone. At that time, just sit down and recite, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. Do you not think that we should be reciting Durood-e-Pak as well? So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, always ponder. Mufti Sahib, further on, he writes, further signs including loving, hating, giving, and taking for his sake, being thankful when blessed, patient when tested, relying upon him in every state, and entrusting all matters to Allah Azza wa Jal. One must always act upon the commands of Allah, purify their hearts from loving anything or anyone else, love those whom he loves, and have hatred for his enemies. One must love the beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the depths of their heart and soul, recite the words of Allah, and keep his close servants near to one's heart. You know, subhanallah, just one verse of the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ, they love Allah the most. These are the people that love Allah the most. Wherever they are, in whatever situation they are, no matter who they are with, they always fear their Rabb Azza wa Jal. Today, when we with our mates, hum jab doston ke saath hote hain, our salah is gone. Someone told me, because I was going to the masjid for namaz, one of my mates rang me in it. He rang me and he goes, you know what, shall we go out for some lunch? And he goes, Yara, I'm going to the masjid. Let me go and read my namaz. I'll come back and we'll go together. He goes, Yara, boom, molvi nan banyakar. Come on, let's go. You'll come back. Plenty of time for namaz. He missed his namaz and he went to eat with his friend. Who do you love? Is that loving Allah Azza wa Jal? And then, subhanallah, love Allah Azza wa Jal so much that he says, in terms of his servants, one must love and spend time with them. as this increases love of Him. You know, if you love someone, you want to be associated with that person. You want to spend more time with that person. If we love Allah Azza wa Jal, what do we need to do? We need to spend time with those that love Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to spend time with those that remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal. There's a very beautiful saying, the scholars, they say, a true believer is he, when you look at him, he reminds you of Allah. Wo Allah yaad karata hai tumhe. He reminds you of Allah Azza wa Jal. Aur Allah Ta'ala Quran Paak mein bhi irshad farmata hai. And remind a Muslim, as reminding him is beneficial for him. Muslimanu ko, you know, namaz ki daawat, Muslimanu ko neki ki daawat dena, pyare samayo, this is what we need to do. The Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, in one of the hadiths, he mentions, Allah sent a revelation to Sayyidina Dawood Alayhi Salam, in which he declared, O Dawood, convey glad tidings to the sinful and tell the Siddiqeen to be fearful. Dawood alayhi salam was surprised by this. O Lord, what glad tidings should I give to the sinful? And what should I tell the Siddiqeen to be fearful of? Siddiqeen is the highest rank of a person that is, alhamdulillah, the Waliullah. And he says, Allah replied, tell the sinful, subhanallah, Allah says, tell the sinful, no sin is greater than my forgiveness. Tell the Siddiqeen, they should not be pleased upon their good deeds, as whoever I take account regarding my blessings will be destroyed. O Dawood, if you want to love me, take love for the world out of your heart. Love for me and love for the world cannot coexist in one heart. Whoever loves me offers tahajjud salah at night, whilst others sleep, remembering me whilst by himself. Whilst the negligent ignore my zikr and the forgetful forget me, such a person instead thanks me for my blessings. Subhanallah. You know, this is a nasihat to Dawood alayhi salam. Who is Dawood alayhi salam? He is the greatest prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, one of the greatest prophets of Allah. He's a Rasul. He was given the Zabur Sharif. Yeah, look at the nasihat that Allah Azza wa Jalla is given to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions inside the glorious Quran regarding the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aaj pyare samjho, yes, we do claim that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but seriously, let's look at ourselves. Let's look at ourselves. You know, there was a person, he went to Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says, Ya Sayyidi, I've noticed one thing. Whenever you invite someone towards Islam, jab aap kisi ko Islam ki daawat dete, he accepts Islam. Wo foran musliman ho jata hai. Whenever I invite someone towards Islam, he laughs at me. Wo mujh par hanste hain. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, my son, go and look at yourself in the mirror. Do you even look like a Muslim? Do you even look like a Muslim? So the person, he goes back home, he stands in front of the mirror, what's wrong with me? And then he realized, wallah, my face isn't like a Muslim. My clothing is not like a Muslim. My hairstyle is not like a Muslim. I don't even look like a Muslim. What did he do? He spent time on himself. Infiradi koshish karne lage. He spent time. He made himself better. One day he was walking on the streets. He met a non-Muslim. He went up to him, approached him, invited him towards the deen. And that person immediately accepted Islam. Aaj pyare sambhai hum kehte hain ki what can I do as a Muslim? Main ta hai anpadh hoon. Main kya kari sakna? You can do a lot. Change yourself. Change your attitude. Change the way you talk. Change the way you behave with others. Change the way you are at home. Change the way you are with your friends. Change the way you are with your surroundings. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the barakat of your amal, Allah Azza wa Jal will make people come into Islam. Khaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala li. 90 lakh non-believers are accepted Islam. Woh kis tarah amal kiya hai? He was because of his amal. Unki amal ki wajah se. Aaj pyare sambhaiyo, we say, hamara naam badnaam hai. Hum kyun badnaam hai sari duniya mein? One of the reason is hamare amal ki wajah se hai. Aaj musliman musliman ka dushman bana hua hai. The biggest enemy hamara musliman bhai hai. Why is this happening? We say we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He took care of his neighbors. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took care of his neighbors even though they were non-Muslims, he took care of them. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, through his amal, through his action, And alhamdulillah, through his teachings, people accepted Islam. Sahaba ikram would walk on the streets of Medina. People will look at them and they will recite the kalima. Aaj hame bhi log dekhte hain. People will look at me and then ma'azallah, they will start to think twice about even coming close to us. Humse log darte hain. You see, especially now, when the sun comes out, you know, they'll take off their garments and then walk on the streets, loud music, tops off, and then they'll be thinking they're doing a great favor. Hum khud apne naam ko badnaam karte hain. Let's love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how do you love him? Let's ask Allah, how should we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah azza wa jalla says inside the glorious Quran, para number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse 31. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Dear beloved Prophet, say, O people, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and Allah will forgive your sins. And Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he comments on this verse of the Quran. And he says, it is as though Allah is saying, O my beloved, those who claim to love me without your wasila, or who consider I love them and now think they are not in need of you, or who seek to reach me in a way other than obeying you, tell them, if you want to love Allah, do not compete with, nor consider yourselves equal to me. Do not advance ahead, but instead become loyal and follow behind me. Make your speech, your actions, your deeds, every aspect of your life, immerse yourself in my example completely. Allah will then make you his beloved and fulfill your wishes. Hum pyare aqa alayhi salatu wa salam ki, let's learn about his sunnah. Let's learn about laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana. The best example for us to live is the example set by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The way he lived, let's live like him. The way he talked, let's talk like him. The way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did business, let's do business like him. Aaj hum kehte hain, you can't do business if you don't lie. A father is teaching his own son. Ek baap bete ko business ke gud sikha raha hai. Putra, jis tarah main fraud kar raha tu na kita karobar ko nahi avadna. Main jis tarah fraud kita tu bhi kar. You think to yourself, Baba ji, what are you talking about? Ki wo kya bata rahe hain aap isko? What are you teaching him? You know, we believe that you can fraud anyone you want. Koi nahi toha khair ya, we live in these foreign lands, you can do whatever you want. No, that is wrong. Love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inshallah azza wa jal, you'll be successful. Or jab banda, when you love Allah azza wa jal, when you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to bande ko maqam kya milta hai? We talk about status, don't we? Let's look at the status of that person that loves Allah azza wa jal. And how do you love Allah? Through ibadat. Farz namaz to humne padni hi padni hai. Forget your faraiz, forget your wajibat, your nawafil, ye jo nafil hum jaan boojh kar chhodte hai na. These nafil that we say, it doesn't matter, nafil na bhi padhe, khair hi hai. You want to be successful in dunya, ask Allah for it. You want your problems to be removed, go and ask Allah. Kisne deni hai? Bande namaz ke liye aate, we come for salah, and we offer our salah, quickly we wrap it up and we run outside. Kya hai? Kamai par jana. I've got to go back to work again. I've got to go back to my job. Who gives you risk? Risk kaun deta hai? Risk dene wala Allah hai. To pyare Islam bhaiyo, if you want your problems, your illnesses, your diseases, your calamities, your issues in life to be resolved, then we need to turn towards our Rabb Azza wa Jal. Aayye, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in the Holy Quran, whom Allah Azza wa Jal loves, Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin, and Allah loves those who are patient. Who does Allah love? Those who are patient. Something happens at home. Your little child breaks something. Your wife, she's cooking and she breaks a pot. Yeah, and you go potty over that. Yeah, we go potty over that. Hey, kya kitne nuskan kar yuri? You know, we there shouting our heads off. Bacha bechara darna, he runs upstairs. Hey, abba hai phati rahe. And then mom, you know, bechari, she's you know, hiding herself. And then that person goes, shukar hai mein ki sabr mein kita aur na tha mein. Oh, what else do you want to do? Ye sabr nahi hai. And this is happening. Families are breaking up with these small little issues that are in our homes. Sabr karna seekhein. Try to be patient. Was our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not patient? You know, look what the people did to him. They forced him out of Makkah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's sahaba, they were tortured, they were killed, they were beaten up. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, my sahaba, be patient. Allah is with those who are patient. 10 years later, when he marched back into Makkah, all of those people that were the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were all stood in front of him in the line. Sare line mein khade the. And they were all scared. Now Muslims are going to take revenge. We forced them to migrate. We martyred so many of them. We killed so many of them. We did so much wrong to them. Muslims are going to slaughter us today. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? And history has never repeated itself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at them and said, I will do to you what my brother Yusuf did to his brothers. He forgave all of them. Sabko maaf kar diya hai. Aaj pyare Islam bhaiyo, if someone doesn't invite me to a wedding, mar jeen khatam ho jara nahi hona. Yeah? Families are breaking up. Tu se bachi ni shaadi par nahi bulaya, asam hi na bulane. Waah ji waah, subhanallah, galo hi na phir. What's this all about? Ye kya cheez hai? Ye wahi cheez hai. Hamare andar badle ki aag, it doesn't die out. That revenge that is burning inside me, it's not burning out. Someone says something to me. Even now, if someone, what are you looking at? Kya takhna hai? What are you looking at? You know, this is wrong. As Muslims, we should be, you know, loving towards one another. Pyare Aqa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam ne kya farmaya? Man la yarhamu, la yurham. The one that doesn't have mercy does not deserve mercy. You want Allah? Aur mazay ki baat hai, pyare Islam bhaiyo, when we're in our salah, namaz ke baad, waqtan for waqtan, hum dua karte na, Ya Allah, forgive my sins. I did wrong. Ya Allah, maine ghalti kiya. Mujhe maaf kar de. And someone knocks on the door. Ya Allah, I did something wrong to you. Please, I've come here. Main haj par jai rahi, I'm going on haj, I'm going on umrah. Please forgive me. Tu hi kada na maaf karna, mari jaisa maaf na karna. Ya Allah, me maaf kari yuri. How does that work? Ye kis tarah hota hai? You know, why are we, you know, doing something else and believing in something else and actions are something else? Hamare andar hamara dil narm hona chahiye. Your heart should be, pyare sambhai, should be a soft heart. Ye sakht dil na musliman, it doesn't suit a Muslim. Aayye pyare sambhai, another beautiful hadith, Sunan Ibn Majah. He says that the companion, Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, indeed greatness of reward is with enormity of trial. Allah tests a nation when He loves them. He is pleased with whoever is pleased with His decision and displeased with whoever is displeased. Yani, jo kuch bhi hota hai, kiske sadke hota hai, anything or everything that happens is with the command of Allah. Allah ki marzi se sab cheez hoti hai. Just be content. Something wrong in the family, something's happened. Just be content with Allah Azza wa Jal. And clean your heart. Apne dil ko saaf karein. Don't have hatred for anyone. Don't have hatred for any Muslim. Waise bhi kisi ke saath bhi dushmani nahi karna. Dushman hamara ek hi hai. Inna shaitana lil insani aduwwun mubeen. Indeed, the shaitan is your open enemy. He is our enemy. Uske saath dushmani karein. Baakiyon ke saath humne dushmani nahi karni. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared, whoever drinks the love of this world will surely taste three things. Yani, whoever loves this world, he will taste three things. Severity, which shall not remove his tiredness. Selfishness, which will not make him rich, and desires he can never fulfill. The world seeks and is sought. Whoever seeks the world will be pursued by the hereafter until death comes and seizes him. Whoever seeks the hereafter, the world will pursue him until he acquires all his provisions from it. Subhanallah. So, pyare Islam bhaiyo, if we need to be a good Muslim, to humne kya karna hai? Read about the pious people, the sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, and all those people that alhamdulillah we hold in a higher rank. They have a rank in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Read about their lives. Study their lives. Who are these people? You know, sometimes, you know, we think we can never be like them. And I'm 100% sure we can never be like them. Lekin, can we not learn from them? Can we not learn from them? Ek buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, someone throw rubbish on him. And, you know, he started to cry. And people, they said, Hazrat, he's thrown rubbish at you. Are you not going to take revenge? He goes, I was capable that fire should be thrown on me. He's only thrown rubbish on me. Main to is kabil hu, mujh par aag beki pheki jaye. Isne to kachra phenka hai. Hum bhi pyare Islam bhaiyo, isi tarah ki soch banayin. Try to make your mindset like this. Dekhen, It's all right coming to an ijtima. Hum aayenge ijtima mein aayenge zikr hoga deghe mein takida aaya bunje piyo. Yeah, we're going to have food, we'll eat and go. And people will ask, ijtima, bada maza aaya ijtima. What have you learned? Pata nahi, lekin khana changa si. We haven't learned anything. Let's go back away from this ijtima with something that I can act upon. Act something that I can learn from. Something that I can, inshallah, azza wa jal, when I die, I can put my hand on my heart and say that, inshallah, Allah azza wa jal will have mercy. And the sad thing is, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, it's a waste of life. Just imagine what happened to their parents. Just imagine when their parents got the news that their children have been killed in a car accident. Can you imagine? Mujhe abhi aaj tak wo waqia yaad hai. It happened nearly 15 years ago. But I can still remember that incident when a young lad who passed away and he was 3 times over the alcohol limit. He was driving and he smashed to a skip and he died on the spot. Uski maa aaj tak she could not come to terms with his death. Ye aaj halat hai hamari. Please, you know, life, you know, it's not a joke. You know, we say, you only get life once. Yes, definitely you get life once. Don't waste your life. This life will never be given back to you. Hadith Paak mein aata hai na, a person will say, oh Allah, send me back to the world. I could give in charity and be amongst the righteous, be amongst the salihin. Hukum kya hoga? You know, you had the chance. You had 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 20 years. You had that chance. Why did you waste that chance? So, aayye Pyare Islam Bhaiyo. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. You know, let's try to change ourselves. And this is where, Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami comes in. This is where Dawat-e-Islami gives me and all of us the opportunity to change ourselves. Alhamdulillah, travel regularly on the Madani Qafile of Dawat-e-Islami. Try to attend the weekly ijtima every week. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, every week there is a booklet that is given by Amiri Ahle Sunnah for us to read. Read that booklet. Listen to that. There's an audio book as well. Listen to that. Read that booklet. And inshallah, gain knowledge as well. And then also, alhamdulillah, be part of Dawat-e-Islami. Not just coming to the weekly ijtima. Be part of Dawat-e-Islami. Mare Islam bhai, bechare mehnat karte hain. Just running this building here is so costly. Kitna kharcha hota hai, kitna kaam hota hai. Agar ek banda ho, 10 bande ho, kitna kaam hoga. And if these 10 people were multiplied and became 50 people, imagine how much work could be done. Aur aaj hamare samne kaam hai. You know, the youngsters, our younger generation, why are they drifting away from deen? I went and did a bayan in a college once, and I met with 6 young lads that I met at the end, and all of them have become atheists. Musalman the, they all became atheists. Why? Because they've gone away from the deen. They spent time on the streets, chilling out with friends. Itna hua shaitan waswasa diya, they met with the wrong people, and astaghfirullah, they're out of the fold of Islam. What if that happens to me? This Islam came to us, but after so many sacrifices. Kitni kurbaniya diye. Hazrat Imam Hussein, he reminds you of the sacrifice of Imam Hussein. Zil Hijjah, he reminds you of the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. These sahaba ikram, anbiya ikram, awliya ikram, they gave their lives for the sake of Islam. So, aayye Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, let's change ourselves, let's change our families, and inshallah, our ilaka, our neighborhood will be a best place to live in as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward us in this world and in the hereafter as well. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mubalik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubalik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.